So hello, Griven. This is Ruth Pozuelo from Curva.com, and today we're going to talk about Power BI Premium. We're going to talk about what's going to happen with the Power BI Free and Pro, what the changes will be once Premium is introduced, and also I would like to talk about how or why Microsoft chose to create this new licensing model. So stay tuned. Okay, so this is something that was requested by John last week. He said that he was confused about the new licensing model, especially with Power BI Premium, and he thought that he no longer could publish and have daily refresh without buying Power BI Pro. And he would like to know how the roadmap looked like for Power BI Premium, as well as what's going on with the apps and apps workspace, how we're actually going to contribute and share data with those new features. So I am not going to talk about apps, and I'm not going to talk about apps workspace in this video. I will definitely do it in another video, but I just don't want to mix both things. And this will be just about licensing models, basically, and what has happened and what is going to happen. So hopefully it will clarify some questions you might have. So before explaining what Power BI Premium is, I think it makes sense to try to, you know, go back and understand why such licensing model is needed. And I think for that we need to actually go back and see how Power BI was created and evolved, and perhaps it will make more sense. So for those of you that have been using Power BI since the beginning, you already know this. But for those of you that I knew, Power BI actually started as a spin-off of Excel. So I think it was like back in 2009, 2010, the add-in for Excel called Power Pivot came in. And I think it was around 2013 we got Power Query, and then we got Power View. And Microsoft took those three features and created a Power BI product. Why they did that, I'm just guessing, but I can imagine that they wanted to free those great features from Excel to be able to evolve it faster. And that was actually that you could see if you were from the beginning, that in the beginning Power BI was not very, very good. It's true, it was just a beta version for some users. I happened to have an American email account that you needed, so I could take part of that. So in the beginning it was not very good, but quickly after the monthly releases it became as good as Excel, and it didn't take long until it just got better. And Power BI started as a freemium model. That means that you had free features, and then if you want to have certain features you have to pay. And it was $10, it is 10. I think it was more expensive in the beginning, I don't remember, but at least now it's $10 per user per month. And there are certain things that you can do if you pay that amount of money, where we'll go through them. So with that bundle, it came also something called Power BI Designer, which is the equivalent for Power BI Desktop today. And that was completely free. You just went into powerbi.com, downloaded the thing, installed it in your computer, and you can do fantastic models. And I think that's what got at least me excited and just over the moon happy with all the things that you could do without the crashes from Excel and so on. So there were a bunch of people that actually got really, really enthusiastic and advocate for the product. So things started to pop up in blogs, in videos, and it got a lot of attention. And I think they promoted Power BI internally, which it was a great thing, actually. What it did is that larger companies started to pay attention to this, started to use it. Enterprise companies started to do small projects, testing it out, and everything was working beautifully. And then they come back and say, okay, we would like to extend this for our enterprise. And when they start looking at the pricing model, they realize that that was not really possible. Say that you have 1,000 users times $10, and then times 12 for the year, just for most of them will just consume data. It's just too expensive. So Microsoft had to do something to be able to allow enterprise users to use Power BI. It's as simple as that. So they came up with Power BI Premium, and I'm going to go through what that is. But with this change, they've also are going to make changes to the free and the pro licenses, and I want to talk about that too, because there are confusions also about what that means. So let's take a look at free and pro first, and then we will jump into Power BI Premium. Here we have what you could do before Power BI Premium. You have storage limit. For free users, it was 1 gigabyte. For pro users, it was 10 gigabytes. Daily refresh was for free users 1 day, for pro users 8 days. Streaming, 10 days for free, 1 million rows for pro users, that is streaming data. And then content packs, you could just have service, you know, the ones that were available on the service for free. But you could have organizational content packs for pro users as well. For pro users, and this is just for pro users, you could have live data, on-premise data, row level security, and SharePoint web parts. Okay, so this is what you could do before Power BI Premium came along. Now, in the 1st of June, there will be changes not only for the Power BI Premium, but even for the free licenses. So let's take a look at that. So what is going to happen is that they're going to increase the storage limit to 10 gigabytes, the daily refresh to 8 per day, the same as Pro, and the streaming also to 1 million rows, the same as Pro. Not only that, they are going to also allow for on-premise data sources and live data. So those are great, great features. What you will not be able to do is actually share and collaborate. For that, you need a pro license, and that is a huge problem for small and medium companies. And we will go back to that at the end of the video. But these are the changes that will happen June 1st. So with that said, I think we go back to Power BI Premium and explain what that is. So I have here the Power BI Premium white paper. I'm going to put a link below where you will be able to access this document. This basically explains what I'm going to talk about, except with my notes, you won't get this, but you will get everything else. So let's talk about what Power BI Premium is. And one of the features, or I guess the biggest features for Power BI Premium right now, is that all the limitations that you have with Free and Pro, they are gone. And the reason for that is because you will have your own hardware. You're going to have your own server. Before, you were sharing the cake with Free users and Pro users. Now it's just your own hardware, your own services. So as much as you buy, it's all yours. You consume as much as you like. You will be able to purchase 3 capacity levels. So you have P1, P2, P3. And let me take a quick look. You have 4 cores, 8 cores, 16 cores. And this is to begin with. It's, you know, when they release it now in June 1st. But they are talking about in the paper to actually have an elastic model. And I like this because they had it in Azure websites, where it actually Power BI will see and monitor the capacity that you have and actually increase and decrease depending on it. So you will actually pay for what you eat, nothing more. I think it's a great feature, instead of just buying a bunch of capacity that sometimes you don't even use. So you would just adjust, and whatever you consume, you pay for. Great feature. Not now, but it will come. That's what at least I understand from this paper. readers, that means the consumers of data, will not need a license anymore. You will still need Power BI Pro licenses for the administrators, if you will say so, of Power BI, but for the report readers, you don't need that anymore, which is a great, great feature. You will have 100 terabytes of storage, so I guess it won't be a problem for a while. And you will have a higher refresh rate. You will be able to refresh your data every minute. So that will satisfy most of the requirements out there, I think. So this is a great feature too. And all this is going to be released now, June 1st. But in this paper, they are actually sharing with us the roadmap ahead. So I'm going to share some of the features with you because they are absolutely fantastic. So the first one is database storage. So that means the size of the database, how big your Power BI model can be. And this was actually a problem on the previous licensing model, because you can only have, I think it was like 10 gigabytes for the Pro edition or the Pro licensing model. And enterprise models are usually bigger, you know, they have more data and the models are just more complex and the Power BI files are bigger. So I can imagine that some users could actually not upload anything to the service. Here they say that it will be hundreds of gigabytes available, so I guess this will not be a problem anymore. So great for enterprise customers. The next we have is incremental refresh, and I'm a bit sad about this because I don't think this should be a Power BI premium feature. I really think that this should be a feature for all levels, licensing levels. And the reason for that is, there are many reasons, but I think that it is such a waste of resources to actually have Power BI pushing all the data. If you don't know what incremental refresh is, it's basically when you push the refresh button in Power BI, it just downloads all the data again. With incremental refresh, what it does is just goes to the last line and says, okay, when was the last time I actually uploaded something and has something come new? And then it just uploads the new data and nothing else, or downloads the new data. So if we are doing API calls, or if we are, I mean, anything, it just takes time, and the bigger the source is, the slower it gets. And I think this should be really a feature for all levels. I just really hope that Microsoft changes their mind on this and it releases for everybody, because I really think otherwise it will be a waste. But we'll see. They actually change their mind sometimes, so why not? Let's see what happens. Next feature, pinning data sets to memory. And this is actually a way to give you administrator rights to what is happening in the background. So Power BI is actually loading into memory things like data and model to be able to give you fast response when you're actually interacting with the report. And it's doing that for everything. So in this case, they are actually allowing you to decide which models you want to have this feature, the like having the data in memory, because of course it consumes resources and not all the data sets are as important or as used. So perhaps certain reports, it doesn't matter if they are a little bit slower. So they allow you to actually administrate that as you prefer, or as it fits your data. The next one is a scheduled data refresh node. So what this does is actually when you are scheduling refreshed, you normally would do it when, you know, consumer is low. So when you don't have a lot of people in the service doing stuff, because it requires capacity. So what they do here, because you will have the opportunity to actually refresh things often, or like very often, then they don't want to interrupt or disrupt what the other users are doing. So when they are interacting with the reports, they don't want to, okay, no, cancel the schedule, and they experience a low in performance. So you can actually reserve nodes of the capacity you buy just for refresh. To say, these two nodes, use them for refresh, and just that. So you just, I guess, you queue the stuff and just refresh as the capacity allows without disrupting everybody's else capacity. So it's a great feature. You have read-only replicas. And this is also a really smart feature, actually. You have models, perhaps you have some reports where that they are very, very popular, and you have a lot of users going there, and you will hit a capacity, a cap. And what this allows you to do is you create copies, read-only copies, and Power BI will actually route the users depending on capacity. So it will not deteriorate the performance for the Power BI users. You will just route them as needed depending on how many users are there. And you have also the geo replica, and that means that you can do exactly the same thing but within nodes in different regions. And that could be, I published something in Sweden and they have a reader in the US, and it will, you know, the performance will not be that great if they have to go to the server in Sweden. So I can just make a copy to US and have him, her consume the data there locally. So it would be better performance. And there's also legal issues as to data privacy and security and so on. So you have that possibility also. And last but not least, we have a Power BI report service. And what this allows you to do, and I'm sure you already know, is you don't need to publish reports to the cloud. You can actually keep them on your server, you know, on your on-premise service behind your firewalls. So great, great feature. So now the question is, what does this cake cost? And there is a Power BI Premium calculator I'm going to show you, so you will be able to calculate exactly how much this is going to cost you, depending on usage. Remember, you're buying capacity. So let's take a look at that very quickly. So here's the Power BI Premium calculator. You can tell the number of users that your organization has that would like to access Power BI. Right in there, click calculate. Here you can change the currency. And then here you tell Microsoft how many users you would like to have to buy licenses or to buy access for. So you have the pro users, say, I don't know, 100. Can I write? No, I can't. I can't write. Okay, doesn't matter. 100. Users, something like that, and then frequent users, we have like 1,000, and then we have like 4,000 occasional users. And here to the right, you get the bill. So this is how much you have to pay. As a minimum, $5,000 a month. So this is nothing for small and medium enterprises. This is really for the big boys. And yeah, this is basically what it is. I hope that I've been able to give you a fair picture of what is coming. And if you are an enterprise customer, this is really great stuff for you. I have some enterprise customers that are really excited about this. So this is fantastic. Now, what happens with small and medium customers or companies? And I don't think the current model today is very good. It's still very, very expensive. I think the same that went for the enterprise customers goes for small and medium customers. 10 users, $10, 12 months is a lot of money for just reading reports. Of course, it makes sense to have a Power BI Pro license if you are a pro user, like administrating and creating reports. But if you are just reading, it is a lot of money. And as a small company, you have to make sure that you use your resources wisely. So there is actually a Power BI idea where it's been shared an additional model for small and medium companies. I'm going to post a link. So please go there and read it. If you support it, give it a vote, because one thing we know nowadays and is that Microsoft is actually listening to us. So if we are many people that are requesting this, I'm sure at least that they will listen. Then I don't know, perhaps they will come up with a new model or just keep it as it is. But the adoption for small and medium companies is going to be slow. And there are other ways to do this. I think that Microsoft will lose the revenue if they don't find a way or a better model for small and medium companies. But we have to remember that this is a barely a two-year-old product that has been evolving very quickly. And we need to give Microsoft the possibility to adjust, and we need to just keep on giving feedback so we both remain happy and we actually make Power BI a really awesome product for all of us. So with all this said, if you are still with me, I would love to know what you think about Power BI, both the premium and the free and pro features. So make sure you let me know in the comment box. If you have any more ideas as to what you would like me to talk about on these kind of videos, just let me know also in the comment box. I would love to do it. And yeah, this is all for today. Have a great, great evening. Bye.